Would you ever profess your love to someone you know is getting married? The text line is already burning up at 92925. We've got a listener dilemma. Okay, so we got a letter from Chantal in Laval. Take a listen to this. Hi, Vinny and Nikki. I've got a tough question for you. The man I consider the love of my life is marrying someone else in less than a year, and I'm not sure he has ever known how I feel about him. We've always been close as friends, and we obviously have some sort of special connection, but because I have walls up, he probably doesn't know just how much I actually love him because I've never had the guts to tell him. Should I speak up and let him know how I feel, even if it means getting my heart broken, or is that completely selfish considering he's in a relationship and will soon be married? Thanks, Chantel.
This is a doozy.
I'm a romantic guy. I think love needs to be professed no matter what the situation. And in this instance, this person is not married yet, so you still have an opportunity to get in there and just let them know how you feel. I know some people are going to say, oh, it could be selfish, but just, you don't know. They could be soulmates. They could be meant to be together. If they were good friends, they have a special connection. He needs to know before he goes to the altar. That's my opinion.
How many romantic comedies have you seen recently? Like this, you're talking about a fairy tale, and it doesn't happen like that.
I might have watched The Wedding Singer recently. Where that kind of happened.
I don't know. I see it as being selfish. You've had your chance. When people tie the knot, you have to respect that. I mean, it's like when you go to a restaurant, right, at a dinner party, and everybody orders, and you get your dish, but as soon as you get your dish, you look over to the person next to you, and you're like, no, I wanted that. It's too late.
Well, if you're dating them, you eat theirs too.
That's a good point.
But Sam, they didn't tie the not yet. That's the thing here. There's still time.
So if you profess your feelings and it's unrequited, then don't you feel a bit left out? And then you have to go to the wedding as that kind of, you know,
you don't have to
down in the dumps, like, you know, I profess my love and she'd love me back, but I'm still here to support your love.
I'm not like Vinny. I don't think it turns into like a romantic comedy as beautiful as that idea might be. I know it doesn't happen in real life.
I'm a dreamer,
but
okay?
I'm actually thinking of real life. And this has happened to me in the past, truthfully. Okay. Maybe not somebody who I was 100% sure is the love of my life, but somebody like, I'm like, man, I wish I would have said something, because sometimes I can have walls up too, and especially in the past. And so I'm like, they would have had no idea that I had feelings for them. And life is really short. I think that you almost need to do it for yourself. And I don't see it as selfish, because you're not trying to break up a situation. It's just being really honest. But I think you do it kind of for yourself so that you can have closure with the situation. I have a friend who did it with somebody who she really, really loved, and he was not reciprocating. He wasn't showing anything. Finally, she said, I have feelings for you. And he didn't have feelings for her. And then she could go on with her life. Like,
she
could continue. She didn't have this, like, regret to me is like my biggest fear in life. You don't want to have that in the back of your head thinking, what if, what could have happened? He might get married and he may be divorced 4 years later. We all know people who get married not really being so in love, you know?
Well, then pick it up then. But if you're doing it for yourself, for your own conscience, that to me sounds selfish. And it's just a learning curve. Like, there are lots of times when I would have liked to have professed my love for people that, and when it was too late. But, you know, you bite your tongue and you learn from your experiences, and the next time you experience emotions like that, you learn to come forward with them sooner.
Look, I feel, well, sometimes you don't do it when it's supposed to happen. Trust me, I've been there.
Is there someone on your mind now?
You know what? I am thinking about somebody right now. But the thing is, I also think about the other girl that he's about to marry, I feel really bad, but it's not really about her, and you're not trying to break up their relationship. You're just trying to be really honest about how you feel. And if their relationship is strong and they're in love as it should be, it's not going to be an issue.
There's enough going on in her mind, though, you know, to add this into the mix. Oh, by the way, there's another person you could be happy with. I mean, that's too much. Respect their space. Respect the sanctity.
Sam, you mentioned there was a lot of people you could have told.
How many? at least four or five. But
it's a lot of opportunities you missed out on.
I have a very long learning curve in my life.
Somebody texted in, what's the worst that can happen? You get a no, right? So that way you both can just move on.
And that is what I've learned.
You know, lose a friendship over it.
I know, but sometimes you have to risk things.
Why is she compelled to do this? Like once he's engaged, I feel like if it's the forbidden fruit, you know, you don't know what you have until you see it's gone.
I don't think the engagement has a lot to do with it. Like, we got one text that says, just because he's not married yet doesn't mean he's not committed. Like, I think this might have happened at this point in the relationship, whether he was about to get married or not.
I think it's selfish. You're doing it for your own, to clear your own conscience, to get it off your chest without considering how it might make the other person feel.
Yeah, but I think he needs to know so he can make his own decision too.
But here's something I would want to know. I would want to know if I was in a relationship and a close friend of mine had really good, really strong feelings for me and thought I was the love of their life, I would want to know that.
But wouldn't you have seen the signs before?
You don't always know. These walls that we put up sometimes, Sam, you have no idea.
They're damn hard to figure out.
Fort Knox. You have no idea.
All right, let's go to the phones. What do you think?
Well, honestly, like, I think that she should tell him because he has like the right to make his own decision based on facts. Because I feel like he's being kept in the dark about her feelings. So if he doesn't know about this, then there's no way he can make an honest decision.
We're getting a ton of texts at 99.25.
Melanie said even though she has her own family today, she still regrets not saying a word to somebody in her past that she had deep feelings for. She wishes she would have said something in hindsight. And she's married with kids now.
Sam, do you have any regrets? Was there somebody you wish you told back in the day?
Yes, are you kidding me?
You see?
I was a very shy kid.
Wow. All right. Leslie wants to chime in. What are your thoughts?
I just think she's probably had more than enough time, several years, to tell him. And now she wants to tell him because he's going to be officially off the market. Seems a bit much. And the feelings probably are one-sided. If he's never professed his love to her either after all this time, why now when he's about to embark on this next chapter of his life?
Because you don't want regrets. You don't want that hanging over you. You don't want the what if. Like, plenty of people get married, like, settling. They do. Yeah. It's, you know.
Yeah, I get it. You know, if I was the other girl and my fiance tells me, listen, my best friend, who the other girl probably already has a little bit of issues with, professed her love for me and told me to marry her and not you, I'd be like, bitch has got to go.
Goodbye. Thank you, Leslie. Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend. Bye.
Oh, people are so divided on this. This text says, of course you speak your mind. That guy might be settling because he thinks you don't have feelings. It's not selfish. If he really is into his future wife, he's going to stick with his plans. And if anything, he'll probably just be flattered. But you have to really be in love to speak up. This is not just a crush thing. But if you really think this is your love, then you have to say something.
Follow your heart, okay? Watch enough romantic comedy. There could be a very happy ending to this.